It's a lie we can't have revival and a Holy Ghost outpouring. It's a lie that this generation doesn't want an encounter with the real power of the Holy Ghost.
Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive. We're glad that you've joined us today. In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the Word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today. Let's join it in progress, and I'll be back at the close of the program.
This message was taken from a recent Sunday service here at Pace Assembly. Let's go into the message with Pastor Rogers. This is Your Joseph is Alive.
Some tragic event that's happened in your life that's affected and controlled every decision you make. Perhaps years ago that's left you hopeless and without life. This message this morning is for those that feel hopeless, that are convinced that it's over, that you've got the evidence in your hand and now you've settled down in your physical, mental, and spiritual state and said, I'll just ride the boat of status quo. My dreams are dead. My promises are lost. All hope is gone. I'm talking to the businessman here this morning who has lost his business or perhaps is going through a hard time. And you've got just as real and tangible a bloody coat of your business in your hand, the lie that you are believing. I'm talking to the teenager here today who can't get past the rejection of your parents, can't get past the rejection of the lie that you've been told that you'll never be anything. I'm talking to the college student who went with their faith onto the college campus only to be convinced by the evidence of a professor that everything that God is not. I'm talking to the person who heard the diagnosis from the doctor who said you need to come in. We found something, and now in your mind and in your spirit, it's playing over and over again. And I want you to know that lie that is happening is building up a stronghold in your head. Somebody in this building who has a past failure, a habit, some deep hurt. I've heard it before. Pastor, I've been church hurt before, and now you have the evidence in your hand. You don't go to church anymore. You don't get involved anymore. You're afraid to stick out your faith anymore because you're holding in your head and in your hand the tangible evidence of nothing more than a lie that has been convincing you now that you'll never be anything. But contrary, ladies and gentlemen, to the evidence that you hold in your hand, the promises of God are still true. I came to tell somebody this morning, your Joseph is still alive. Jacob was presented with the evidence. And just like Satan presents to us the lie to us that is extremely convincing, even the evidence and the facts that we would hold in our hand, it is the intention of the enemy to make you think that the promises of God are not for you, that you've been disqualified, that you came to the point but you are not able to meet the standard, and now things have been canceled in your life. Jacob was convinced of the lie because of a blood-stained coat. I asked you the question today, what is the enemy using to convince you? What is it that you're being controlled by today that is nothing more than a lie? Polls that come day by day to tell us this is the way the world is. Polls that come to tell us that people like this person, but they don't like this person. Before I got here today, they blasted an advertisement on the news and paid for by your government dollars of the Ad Council that is supposed to be a loving reminder of our relationships as two homosexuals are kissing in a stadium, two lesbians are kissing in a stadium, and the applause of the crowd in the stadium is supposed to affirm that everything is okay. And more than that, that everybody that doesn't like this is a homophobe or someone who hates people and is not filled with love. I don't know anybody who loves this world more than Jesus Christ. And if Jesus lives on the inside of you, you love everybody, but you hate what God hates. The culture of the skeptics are all around us, even in the church house where unbelieving believers sit from week after week listening to the fake news of hell. You better listen to me this morning. All of a sudden the pain hits your body, and all of a sudden you think about how your mama died, how your daddy died, how your aunt, how your uncle, and the devil takes off on that like a speeding train and blows it up into your mind. I came to tell you, it's a lie. The enemy is the master at arranging the facts to present the most convincing false conclusion that you possibly can believe. The facts are real. We won't deny them, but the conclusion is wrong. I want you to know that everything you see and everything you hear is not truth. I want to insert this right now. The reason why this world, ladies and gentlemen, will be turned over, according to the book of Romans, chapter number 1, God said there's going to come a time, and it is right now, where he's going to turn the hearts of people over to believe a lie and be damned. That is to say, they can look into the same word of God that you can and draw a different conclusion. That it's all right to marry same sex. That it's all right for you to be able to be in this lifestyle. That it's all right to do this and do that. I came to tell you, there's still a highway of holiness. There's still a righteous robe that you've got to wear. And if you make it into heaven, you better make sure you got a firm hand on truth. The skeptics are around us every day. The facts may be real, but the conclusion is wrong. Satan makes these symbols look real in our lives, but they lead to a false conclusion. And it creates stress and pressure, depression and despair. Satan never stops twisting the facts to manipulate the truth. But truth, ladies and gentlemen, can never be manipulated. You may be entitled to your own facts, but you're not entitled to your own truth. Oh, come on, somebody. Our children are reading or not reading in the schoolhouses now from history books that are purporting more about Marilyn Manson than they are Paul Revere. The revisionists have taken out the historical record, twisted it to meet the new paradigm or the new shift, and ladies and gentlemen, people are believing a lie about America, believing a lie about one another. I got news for you. While the news media wants to shove down your throat that there are people that are so that this country is so divided that the black can't get along with the white, or the black can't get along with the Hispanic, or the white with the Hispanic, all the way around, I submit to you the evidence of the truth sitting in this room this morning is what the kingdom and the body of Christ looks like. Truth can't be manipulated. And Jacob's sons guided their father to a false conclusion. But they never said to him, Joseph is dead. You better listen carefully right here. They never said to their father, Joseph is dead. They just brought the bloody, torn coat, multicolored coat of their brother. I've heard in recent weeks and months statements like this. Oh, Pastor, they never said anything bad. Yes, but the thought was left in your head. And now you think you have the evidence and the knowledge and truth, but what you have a hold of is a lie. They showed him the coat, and it was Jacob, after they asked him the question, look at this manipulation. They said to Jacob, their father, is this your son Joseph's coat or not? They knew it. That's all it took. Just the suggestion that led Jacob to the conclusion. Imagining the rest of the story, it was Jacob that said, an evil beast has done this. He goes on to say in Genesis 37, 35, Jacob could not be comforted. His sons and daughters came around to try to comfort him, but he was so overwhelmed with the lie that he refused and could not be comforted. He said, as a matter of fact, I'm going to go to my grave mourning my son. Jacob was in a panic mode, and that's all that Satan wanted. Satan wants the lie to be logical, feasible, believable. And Jacob held that lie, that coat, the evidence, the conclusion, and the only thing left for him, am I talking to anybody in this building this morning? The only thing left for him was to sink into a place of despair because everything he had staked his future on, the promise, he surmised was dead. Jacob assumed what happened without, listen to me, he assumed what happened without being led by the Holy Spirit. He just believed, listen now, he just believed what they said. Now, when you find they, please come tell me. That is that nebulous, unknown, invisible group of people that sow discord among the brethren, do everything they can to make a suggestion to you that perhaps you shouldn't come to this church, or perhaps you shouldn't do that or do that. I came to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, you better refuse the lie and watch for the truth. Investigate yourself. Come on now. Jacob did no investigation to find out whether or not it was true. He did no further. He didn't talk to God and say, God, what's going on? He simply believed what they said. Too many people believe the lie over the promises of God. This is the description of a carnal-minded person. The Bible says that the carnally-minded person brings death, but those that are living and functioning by the Spirit is life and peace. We are to look not at the things which are seen, but we are to look at the things which are not seen, for they are eternal, the Bible says. The natural mind, listen carefully to me, will never question our fears. The natural mind won't. Or even the facts against the promises of God. It just takes hold of the lie and brings it into their spirit. Listen, never underestimate the extremes that Satan will go to exploit and destroy you. Even using those closest to you to bring you a bloody coat. That's a lie. I think I'm preaching good here this morning. The only way Satan can get the upper hand is if we believe the lie. So he tampers with the facts long enough and manipulates it to convince us. The Bible says we're not to be ignorant concerning the tactics and the schemes of Satan. Satan is the father of the lie. From the beginning, he uses evidence and manipulation to try to convince us. And the Bible is replete with this. For Samson, it was Delilah. For Lot, it was the material wealth of Sodom. For the prodigal son, it was the promise of the big time with no authority and no accountability necessary over his life. For Elijah, it was Jezebel's threat. For students today at school, it's Darwin's theory that has never been proven. For the drug addict, it's the lie of the benefits of marijuana for medicinal purposes. For the alcoholic, it's the lie that it's a disease. In every area of our life, the evidence becomes factual and real and tangible, but the lie has been propagated from hell. Proverbs says this in Proverbs 23:23, buy the truth and sell it not. Also wisdom, instruction, and understanding. What are you saying, Pastor? I say don't sell the truth for what's popular. Don't sell the truth for what's politically correct. Don't sell the truth for what's culturally relevant. Buy the truth, and whatever it costs you, stand and keep on standing with the truth. When it's all said and done, your dedication, sacrifice, and commitment will still be standing when the world is on fire. I wish somebody put your hands together if you believe this word today.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org. And I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.